Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina, and we want to talk to you today about watch your mouth. You know, I think as believers in the charismatic realm, several years ago, that was all everybody talked about. How powerful your words are, how powerful things comes out of your mouth are, how powerful the things that you say, how they controlled your destiny. And the Bible's very plain in Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I love what the New Living Translation says. It says the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So we see there's consequences to doing a lot of talking. But I think this is an area that we've let down our guard a little bit on what comes out of our mouth. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 141, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lip." Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. You know, I think about this. I think about most of us have an alarm system at our house. Most of us have an alarm system on our car. But very few people have an alarm system on their heart. You know, what if your words were monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and everything that you said was kept a record of, and everything that you spoke out of your mouth would come back to deal with you. You know, and it is eventually going to come back to deal with you, because it's very important what we do say out of our mouth. Now look at Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3, and it says, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction." Now, what if everything we said was exactly what Jesus said? What if we didn't say anything but what Jesus said? What if the only thing that come out of our mouth was words of life? How much talking would we like to do? You know, I think about people love to express their opinions. People love to say what's on their heart. And they really feel like they have a right to do that. And freedom of speech has brought that about. And I'm all for that. But I'm just saying, you know, everybody tells everything. They talk about their sickness. They talk about their fears. They talk about their weaknesses. They talk about their struggles. They talk about their heartaches. They talk about their feelings. They talk about their family. They talk about all the things. People love to talk. And people that love to talk, you say, "Well, Pastor, you talk a lot." I do talk a lot, but I want my words to be words that's going to bring life to somebody. I want my words to be in going in a direction that because your heart controls your mouth, and whatever you let into your heart is eventually going to pour out of your mouth. And so we got to realize that our words are so important, because the Bible's very plain about he that keepeth or guardeth his mouth keepeth his life. In other words, that's telling me that our mouth can bring death to us. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 19:18-21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and the lips receive the fruit thereof. Now, Proverbs 16:2 says we're snared or we're taken by the words of our mouth. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. I love what Matthew 12:34-37 says. It says, "Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So whatever in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. For by your words you're justified, or by your words you're condemned. In other words, what comes out of your mouth is going to justify you, declare you righteous, or what comes out of your mouth is going to condemn you. Now the Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 17, Jesus said, "I didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but that through me the world might be saved." But he also went on to say that if your heart condemns you, then you're condemned already. So we got to understand that Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but we can condemn ourselves by the things that we speak out of our mouth. And the Bible also says that we will give an account of it in the day of judgment. That's not talking about when we stand before the Lord, we're going to give an account of every word we've said. What's talked about here is the day that word that you've spoken comes back to roost it. You know, it comes back to deal with you. It comes back to sit on your porch, and you got to deal with that word. You know, if you keep on over and over and over saying how poor you are, how broke you are, how sick you are, how much darkness is around you, how the enemy is defeating you time after time after time, because what is in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. If there's fear in your life, fear is going to proceed out of your mouth. If there's death in your life, death's going to proceed out of your mouth. So you got to be careful what you allow to come out of your mouth, because your mouth is powerful. Your mouth is the most powerful force on the earth. God created everything with a voice. And so your mouth releases sickness, your mouth releases fear, it releases anxiety, it releases poverty, it releases all these things out of your mouth as you begin to speak. Nothing in the world was changed until God spoke. Nothing was created till God spoke. I love what Proverbs 6:2 says in the New Living Translation. It says, if you have trapped yourself by an agreement or caught by what you said, whatever you call it, that's what it is, man. You got to realize that whatever you speak out of your mouth is exactly what's going to show up in your life. You know, the Bible says that in Jeremiah chapter 1, the Lord said, Jeremiah, what can I do for you? What do you see? He said, I see the branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to him, you have seen well. I'm ready to perform or hasten to perform every word that you speak out of your mouth. So God's wanting to perform the words that are spoken out of your mouth, but you got to watch what comes out of your mouth, because if you're not speaking his language, then what you speak, he cannot manifest. That is the beauty of grace. And remember, watch your mouth.